Well, Merry Christmas, Mike, Rob, and Josh. May your holiday be filled with all the peace, love, and warmth of the season. And maybe, just maybe, a little snow on Christmas morning.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Rob's not getting tired of that. Rob's, that's day two that he's led with that one. And I have Mike, to say, I think it's Bing. At the very minimum, Bing Crosby, right? It's good AI, right?
No, it's not. But here's the thing. It sucks so bad that the first day was, oh, that's something. Now you're starting to tire of it. By about December 18th, you're going to love it because it's going to be every day. It's a saturation joke, Mike, and you need to invest your time in it.
You know what you need to do?
Especially when he says, Josh.
All right, I got a homework assignment for Rob, okay? Let me tell you the Bing I like. The Bing Crosby I like. And I know you have these. You probably don't have to gather them. They're just in your stable of Bing talking to David Bowie when they did the song You Hate, the only version of the song You Hate, Little Drummer Boy.
No. That's the only version I like.
Some of them really fun. I know. You hate the song, but you like their version because it's Bing and David Bowie, and it's Bing trying to be.
Some of them really fine.
It's Bing trying to be hip.
God bless Mark Riddell. He said it 15 times a day. Some of them really fine.
and that is a case of a man who, it's not because of his age. It's because of his mentality. It's his mindset. He was a noted prick. He probably was covering up his disdain for David Bowie.
Or as he calls him, I believe he calls him David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Yeah. Do you do any of that in the Bowie household?
You're one of those rock and rollers, aren't you? Huh?
Some
of it really fine. Blah, blah, blah. Bing Crosby going out there.
As we get closer to Jesus' birthday, we should probably watch that tape and analyze it.
Let's do it on the bonus show.
Birthday Jesus bonus show.
Let's do the Happy Birthday Jesus bonus show. I want to go through this because Josh
and Mike. I should before we move on, just a shout out to little baby Jesus who I have here with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon Bailey.
Bailey,
right?
Yes, hey,
brought little
here
baby
well.
Jesus. Oh, look at you guys have yours.
Yeah,
some of mine have been thrown away.
Well, some of them were really fine.
Really fine, Josh. You will understand how because you don't. Being the youngest of the trifecta here, you don't understand the it's out of your Bing is probably on the far end of your consciousness. And
I watched the entire Bing video when Rob sent the link saying this is funny.
Okay.
And waited to laugh.
It's just the awkward. And waited to laugh.
I waited to laugh. Well, you know what? I love that.
So you're
going to
hate it when we do it. You'll hate it when we do it on the bonus show.
And I love it because that means there's still a modicum of trust that Josh has in me.
Yes.
That he stuck with it.
Oh, I stuck it through. I said, something's going to happen funny.
Sometimes, Josh, note, sometimes when I say it's funny, it actually is.
Yeah, I got to point out, Rob and Mike have a quirky sense of humor, and sometimes tapes will make us laugh that don't make anybody else laugh, you see.
Some of them are really fine.
This is Reba McEntire.
I thought
it was going to be the Halloween one.
But it made me appreciate Rob's edit for each morning show.
Yes, I understand. That's good. That's good. And we're still learning about each other.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire. Happy Halloween.
That tape
stupid
is really
show.
Fine.
reminder, everyone, that this coming Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we've got the Christmas cocktail party and raffle for the will that be the final fruitcake that's raffled Saturday night?
No.
We got they go all the way through Christmas time.
Yes.
Right?
And as a matter of fact, a winner will be announced on today's program, probably about the time of the flip side. But if you're listening live, you still have over half an hour to bid on it.
Okay.
So get in there and secure it, and then a new auction will start at 9 a.m. Eastern today on Thursday.
Because those fruitcakes, some of them are really fine.
Mike, they are really fine.
Ba-ba-ba-boo. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Vomit in the news, ladies and gentlemen, as not only did we were we down an executive producer yesterday on the show, Mr. Soroka, was hit by a rotovirus. At least I think it was. We'll ask him about it.
He told me it was a robovirus.
But the O'Mara household was the site of tough love in the morning, and then one, two, count them, three vomits at school, which makes me feel insanely guilty. Yesterday, my
almost
my
makes me wonder about your cooking.
Well, we went to, I don't want to, I'm not slandering a sponsor because I was fine and I ate the same thing, but we
really
went
fine.
We went to Jersey Mike's. Some of those subs at Jersey Mike's are really fine.
Get lots of lettuce when you go to a place like that.
So I don't know. Okay, he got sick, woke up in the morning, did not get sick overnight two nights ago from Tuesday night into Wednesday. Right. Woke him up. He got up fine, woke up fine. Then he complained of stomach cramps, which, you know, stomach pain, as you know, when you have the little ones occasionally, especially fifth graders or fourth graders, third graders, they say, my stomach hurts, I don't want to go to school.
Right.
And I tough loved it. And so
you got to sometimes, yeah.
Mrs. O'Mara, who is the taskmaster for the household, me and Michael, and she's the tough one. I'm usually the grandfatherly father, but when it comes to school, I'm really the taskmaster because
like in a 1930s movie when a grandparent is for no reason living in a house,
like Uncle Charlie.
Exactly.
But you know, the grandfatherly father is when you are an older dad, you will find there are two things at play here. I think from my generation, I probably put a higher value on discipline than the modern parent. I'm almost certain of it based on the kids that I just got done coaching. But when it comes to certain things, I slide. I slide on jokes. I told him my dog licking its balls joke today, which he's never heard before.
Lots of racist jokes you tell him?
No. Don't go there, Rob. That's your household. That's what you did with
your
son. That's
okay. Just trying to see what I'm like.
No, like I told him, Michael, you know why dogs lick their balls? He said, why? I said, because they can. That's the old classic dog joke. The other one is, I told him the other one right afterwards, two guys walking along the street. They see a dog on the side of the road licking its balls. One guy says to the other, I wish I could do that. The other guy says, don't you think you should ask his permission first?
You now know. Both those jokes are being told in school today.
Probably. And,
yeah, of course.
Look, I'm sorry, but that's where I'm a little bit of a weaker parent. But when it comes to going to school, I've always been like, just get there and get her done. And, you know, Mrs. O'Mara and I arrange things and take a big bite out of our nut for him to go to the
look
school
out.
That he goes to. And so, you know. It's a thing.
His education it's not been affected by the spending freeze?
How can it be?
Well, you could pull them out and ask for a partial refund. Do they prorate the tuition?
No. We're not doing that. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for your incredible sensitivity on that.
Well, that's how I would handle it.
I know you would. I know.
They offer free school, Mike. They do.
So when we got the word that he barfed at school, and then he barfed in the nurse's office, and then he barfed on the way home, and he walked in the door and was gray. You can see, by the way, when somebody's that kind of sick, and we'll get to Josh in a second here, you can see it from, you know, across the room. You can see the way that looks.
Yeah.
And so it was, it was a drag, and I felt guilty, and because I was the one who was pushing it, and Mrs. O'Mara was kind of giving it to me with both barrels.
Was almost lighthearted about it. For people who didn't listen yesterday, first
not
of
at
all,
the last call that we made yesterday.
Shame on you. But she called in, and her attitude was really less about being concerned about Michael, but more about celebrating the fact that you were wrong.
Yeah, right. And I told you so.
Yeah, he was sick, Mike. Bye.
Right.
And so, you know, the whole thing, did that get better throughout the day, her attitude towards you?
No.
Oh,
it really didn't. It didn't. Yeah. It was a situation where a combination of factors, and I'm going to take crap on this, trying not to be sexy. Do you find sometimes, Rob, when you're doing what we do, and we do it in a world now where there are thousands of people doing what we do.
Exactly.
And so we're small potatoes, and it doesn't really matter. What do I hear? I think he's playing his oboe. That we'll get to that, too. Once you are out
is
sick.
Is that code?
No.
But I was playing the oboe yesterday, too.
Oh, sure. Dear. Dear yeah. God. I have to say, both of you now. What he's getting like you now.
Well, he's excited, Mike. It's the holidays.
The rule is if you leave school because you're ill, stomach, and you're vomiting, you can't come back the next day. In case you have the rotavirus, they don't want it to go through the whole school. So that's the name of that tune. So he is out today and feeling fine, completely recovered, being goofy, loving
it. Does he relish the fact that when he threw up yesterday, he knew that today would be a day off?
No, because when he came home, when they let him know that, he's too sick to give a damn. You know, it's later on in the day where, you know, he recovers and then he starts to eat solid food again and he's feeling good. My question is about that. I don't think it was a virus if it's not going a full 24 hours like Josh's did. Josh was sick during the day Tuesday. And you know when somebody's sick in broadcasting, when they let you know like middle of the day that they're under the weather, which Josh did, and Josh has carried over into yesterday morning, and that's why he wasn't here. Do you believe, Josh, that you had a virus?
I totally had a virus.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because mine started on Monday afternoon. I was working here at my desk.
Yeah, you weren't yourself on Tuesday either. I noticed that.
Or no, I guess Tuesday morning. Yeah, I guess this was Tuesdays when I noticed it. I had a little sore throat on Monday, but Tuesday I noticed I was working and I was shivering at my desk.
Okay.
Now we've had this cold snap down here in Florida,
and
so I thought, well, maybe
everybody up. Yep.
Maybe that's all that's going on. But I was like, I took a lunch break and I said, let me just get under the blankets for a little bit, and I fell immediately to sleep, and woke up hours later and was like, well, this isn't good.
Right.
And then, then I think it was I realized I had a little fever, and I was like, well, this is definitely not good. And then everything wanted out of my body maybe about an hour later.
Oh,
yeah.
So classic rotavirus.
So, yep. So,
how does your wife deal? Is she a sympathetic caretaker?
Good question.
Yeah, she's good. She's a good nurse.
Kelly's okay with that?
Kelly's great with it.
Because Rob and I have wives that are not.
No. Carrie would book travel when I'm sick if she could.
Carla doesn't want to be a caretaker at all when I get really sick.
I'm told I'm a baby when I'm sick.
Well, then the three of us are exactly the same. Men are. That is one of the universal truths, I believe. There are very few men who, when they get sick, aren't, I think, just total wimps. And I fall into that category,
right,
too.
She'll stay away because she doesn't want to get it. But she went to the store and got me new medicines and stuff.
Okay.
And takes care of me.
And how are you doing today? You okay today?
I'm all right. I am sore and tired today.
From retching?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how that,
it's amazing how that destroys your entire body.
Yeah.
It's funny when you, Rob, when you just make me laugh when you talk about muscle groups.
Well, I mean, I've done it. I mean, when you throw
What are some of the muscle groups that you haven't used?
Right. Is that the only time you've got sore muscle groups?
I'll be sore in, stuff you don't use often, like your bicep, your foot. These are things that, you know, when you have to call on them, they'll do it. But, man, you're going to hurt the next day. Like your
Is there any muscle group that you think you use, Rob?
Yeah, my right hand. Perfect working order.
There it is.
Can write with it anything you say.
Some of them really fine.
Some of them are really fine. And but the stomach will hurt you if you've been retching. Especially if you have like the dry stuff. That's the worst.
So I did the unthinkable yesterday when I got off the air. No, the really unthinkable was much worse than that. I canceled my golf game. My golf game, which in my circle of friends is, illness is the only thing, injury is the only thing that's accepted. So when I got a sympathetic response from the organizer of the game, hope he feels better, that's always nice. But it's a new guy, you know. If it had been the regular guys, it would have been, okay, because they hate it so much when they have a last-minute cancellation.
Ever. Do we know any of the people in this group?
My group?
Yeah, this golfing group.
No.
I know okay.
So yeah, I mean, you don't know off. Anybody in my golfing group. So in case that, maybe some of the old guys that I play with at the other joint.
That's what I meant.
But
yeah.
No. This is a group. I had a car accident driving to a golf match where I hit somebody at 70 miles per hour, totaled my car on the Super Slab I-75. My second call. After my wife was to the guy that runs the game. We take it seriously. I'm sitting there, smoke coming out of my car, and calling him. And he said, okay. I swear to God, it was like, oh, sorry to hear
Did
that.
He ask
okay.
if it was your fault?
It's funny. It's really. The golf game is important. You just don't.
Yeah, it is.
You don't
it
do
is.
That. We had a guy last week that was a no-show, no-call, no-show. Big, big deal. You don't do that.
That's it's his not, name, isn't it? No call, no show?
No call, no show. Yeah. I kind of did it for this Saturday, too, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, for this Saturday, it's
I had
day's
a conflict.
Notice.
I had two tournaments going at one time.
Well,
two
must tournaments. Be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a busy Saturday.
I don't know which tournament I'm going to play in.
My skills. It wasn't a tournament. It's a get together with guys that they included me in their friendship circle.
So much golf. Let me flip this Krugerrand to see which tournament I will go to.
This is the Men's Golf Association, and I missed the first event because I was in Vegas. And, that's the one that takes priority.
A lot of bridges when you skip those tournaments.
I'm trying not to. But
like friends are a precious commodity. You should nurture that.
But the
He's
family's
trying to
balance more
two friend groups.
Yes, I am. Yes. And the family is more important. So that's why.
Jets and the Sharks. You should put the friends groups against each other.
I really didn't need to cancel, to be honest with you. Didn't need to cancel. But I knew that politically. It was the right move, and because of the attitude that I got most of the day yesterday, I said, and I make a big deal out of it. I look over at Carla.
Oh, so you used the cancellation as plus points.
Of course.
I didn't realize that it was okay.
Well, that was the only reason.
Well, no, that was not the only reason. I thought I wanted to be... look, I don't need any help being a monster. I really don't. What toy are you grabbing now? What are you doing?
I wanted my cart fell over. I wanted to fix it. I don't like when stuff is out of order.
I looked over and I said, I canceled my golf game. And she looked at me and went, okay. And I knew at that point that I was still in the doghouse through most of the day.
You should have said, here's how that conversation should have gone. It should have been, I've canceled my golf game. Okay. Not. And then you go golfing anyway.
Yeah. But... You know, it's my rhythm. It's what I do. Hopefully everything is fine now. Everything's fine. Carla and I are feeling fine. So,
how was
we
her
think
mood this morning at the
her
break
mood,
of dawn?
Her mood was better. Her mood was better today, a little bit.
Better.
You know.
It was better. It was fine.
He didn't puke much more after he got home, so maybe once or twice, and then he was fine. I think because...
You said he puked on the way home. Did he soil an automobile?
No, I don't believe so. I think they gave him a bag at the nurse's office.
That's great. Have you seen the new modern bags that they're like a plastic ring?
That's what they sent home with him.
God,
that's
they're what great.
That, it's so like a plastic blue... matching the blue bag. Yeah, it's a really kind of sanitary. Very nice.
I love it, and it makes my eyes pop. Because
some of those bags are really fine.
Really fine.
So he's better, and I think he did not have what Josh had, where everything evacuated at the same time. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on.
Uh-oh, jeez. Now what?
All right, hold on.
Uh-oh, here Mike's going to play the oboe now.
I'm going to put her on speaker. All right, hold
This'll
on.
This will be nice.
On. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Spiewak.
Yeah.
And O'Mara.
What?
Why are you guys picking on me this morning?
I'm not picking on you. I'm just talking about yesterday when I canceled Stop what?
You guys.
Which side of the phone do I... Where's the speaker?
It's at the top.
It's at the bottom.
Or the bottom where there's the two holes.
All right. Okay, go ahead. What?
Did you guys hear me when I called out Spiewak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Okay.
We heard you. He can't speak to you now because I've got you just holding the phone up to the microphone.
But I can hear his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But, why are you all picking on me?
Because
kind of monster.
You can't answer her, Rob. Rob, I have to explain the technology to Rob. Rob will have a conversation with you.
Rob understands.
Well, don't. Then don't talk, Rob. I've got to run this conversation.
I can hear. Rob. All right.
You can hear Rob?
Yeah, I can hear his mouth.
Now I'm not going to talk because
all right, now
that.
He's not going to talk. I was just discussing the fact that you were not necessarily very sympathetic when I canceled my match, and I don't know whether...
Why should I be?
That's true.
I knew that. Yes, dear. I knew that those were positive. But why are you acting like this? Fight with me.
Well, I'm no, I'm fine. I'm just saying, yeah, I get it. Well, you were glad that I stayed home, correct?
I mean, yeah, I think it was the right move. I think I would have been pissed if you went to golf.
Oh, there it is. That's it. I appreciate the honesty.
Ask if she was pissed anyway, though.
Were you pissed anyway at me yesterday for a good chunk of the day? Please tell the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because
just because he tried his best. He made a logical call.
I knew he shouldn't have gone to school.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't really press the point, Rob.
God damn it.
She said she could hear my mouth.
Yeah, but I know, but she can't because it's coming through there. I can hear you. Come on. Help me out here just a little bit.
Trying to help
Chateau
you out, Mike.
Interrupto. My God. What, Carla? I'm sorry.
Don't pick on Rob. I'm not picking on Rob.
I'm trying to manage this. And if you were just calling on a regular line to the show, it would be better.
We probably do.
You call me and I patch you in.
Call. All right. Here, just all right. Since you've got a moment, call Josh and we'll patch you in. I can't do this right now. Bye.
Bye.
There she goes. Bye.
Oh my God,
Mike. I want you. Everything I said was supporting you.
I know. But I mean, I will get to the bottom of it. The bottom line is, yesterday was the land of suck.
Yeah,
because the 24 hours, and I explained everything that went on yesterday. You know, after the show, not nearly as bad. And going into today, I've got a healthy kid.
I believe we have Carla right here.
Hello, dear.
Yes. Hey, Josh.
You are on the show.
Hi.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Josh. Hey, Spiewak. Hey, O'Mara.
Can you hear me, Carla?
Yes, of course I can hear you.
You know, Spiewak and O'Mara have names. You should perhaps call us Mike and Rob. Otherwise, it seems rather, it's an ugly trend to just call someone by their last name.
Hey, you know what, Rob? All I can tell you is that you were hating on me yesterday and you're hating on me today.
Because Mike is doing the best he can and I've been in the same situation. And if you truly thought that the kids shouldn't have gone to school, you have the power to make the kids stay home.
Yep.
And you didn't really flex that muscle.
You know what? That's funny because I really did want him to stay home. But once he started talking about how, you know, we pay so much for this school, then guilt started.
Oh, she's giving you all the real.
Wow.
Oh, stop it. You didn't need to say wow like that.
I didn't know. Now, who brought up the cost of the school? Was this Michael or Mike?
Hi.
Mike did.
Mike.
Oh, I would have given up the fight before then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mike, I believe that. That was not mentioned in the recap. Somehow the editors left that on the floor.
Then he starts talking about how other kids are smarter in different countries because their parents don't put up with it.
All right. Now you're going into an area where you're embarrassing me. You are truly, Jugdish, you are really embarrassing me.
Hold on.
Yes.
Then I said, Mike, did you do this to your parents when you were little? And he said, yes. I said, well, it's coming back to bite you now because Michael's not that kind of kid. Like, if he's sick, he's sick.
Well, I've learned my lesson. I've certainly learned my lesson.
I've learned my lesson, too, which is maybe get Carla's side of the story.
Because it ends up being a little funnier, doesn't it? Yes, it does.
Well, Carla, my apology. I didn't mean to hate on you yesterday or today. I was just uninformed.
You know what, Rob? I thought it was funny because I knew the truth. And the truth is, Mike is a monster, and that's that.
He sent
our son to school and made him throw up in the middle of the courtyard.
Made him throw up in the courtyard.
Then I had to leave work early and miss out on money because I had to pick up our son that should never been at school in the first place.
Yep, I know. All right, so you're right.
Yep.
I'm wrong.
And Mike, look at the time. Okay, we probably should move on to our next topic.
Thank you, Carla. You're right. And there were some very, so last night, right before we're going to bed, Carla looks over at me and says, you know, kids from certain other countries don't miss any days of school right before we went to bed last night.
That was funny, but I had to say before I said that, I just said, now listen, Mike, this is just a joke.
This
okay?
is just a joke. Don't be sensitive. She says the last thing before she closed her peepers.
That's you know, great.
We might have
never
had
go
little...
to bed angry at each other, Mike.
Well,
that's
we didn't.
Bad.
We didn't. I laughed. And you're right. And he's happy because he's feeling better. And he doesn't have to slay the dragon today because he's got a day of Madden. That's what he's got. Today.
And oboe.
And oboe, yes. And I hope
you... All I have to say... Go ahead. All I have to say is that I've been really enjoying listening to the show. Keep up the good work, guys. Been very...
And what have we've learned today that whenever you want to call on the show, you call Josh.
Okay.
That's the best way to do it.
I can do that.
Because that wasn't my takeaway.
Wonderful.
Okay. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Yeah.
Have
Bye.
A good day. Watch
Bye.
Those faces. There she goes. I'm a
You know, Mike,
I'm a monster, Ron.
That cleared up a lot of stuff, that call.
Oh, I'm a monster. Made him go to school. He barked in the courtyard, and I'm in the doghouse.
Mike, to
holiday.
Be truthful... if you go by her testimony, you made him vomit in the courtyard. You made
it. I learned my lesson, Rob. I learned my lesson. Now, yes.
That's what life is. It's about lessons.
Thank you. All right. So today, we have a chance to make this a really, really good day. Right after the show taping today, I have a chance to... right the ship, and this will right my entire week, because I spoke to the Xfinity supervisor, a local guy who actually gave me the name of the tech who is supposedly already working in the neighborhood. Can I do any more hand gestures? And will be coming to my home between 11 and 12. I even got a 1 hour instead of a 2 hour window.
That's pretty good.
That's good. That's great.
And we discussed the wall punch. You've heard that term, right, Josh?
Yes.
Where they do a wall punch.
Just means they're going to drill straight through.
They're going to drill straight through, which is fine with me, as opposed to going through the attic.
No, it goes right into your studio. It's great.
It's going to be just really fine. I think. Now, what are the odds with this? What do you think? Do you think give me a percentage as to this getting done?
And
are you talking
you,
about a percentage of, I'm sorry to interrupt, Josh, but a percentage of him showing up on time?
No, getting it done.
Mike, I know that it's sad when you get dressed down, but you don't need to project onto me.
You are ramped up. What, Josh?
No, you are asking for the percent that the job gets done, not whether or not a guy shows up. They've shown up.
Yeah.
Did he mention if this guy can terminate fiber?
No. No.
Okay, no. Then I'm going 20%.
Really?
I'll take the over.
So you think I'm going to get it done today, Rob?
I do.
Josh has a 20% chance it will get done today.
But I don't think that it will be done within your time window. I think you're going to get to know this guy pretty well.
No, I don't. If they're able to do it and they're working, I don't care how long it takes. Doesn't matter to me at all. If it's 2 hours, that's fine. They told me it takes some time to get this job done. I have never been around this technology, so I don't know what it takes. And the way I understand it is that the fiber that comes to the outside of the house has to go into the inside of the house. And then when it hooks up to the new modem that they have, then you split it off with coaxial cable to the different places. Am I right about that? Is that accurate? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
But you don't even have coaxial cable that you're using throughout your house. So it should be a pretty fast install. Less than 2 hours.
Okay, all right. Well,
now,
I mean,
when he does the wall punch, Mike,
I'm wireless now. That's right. I forgot completely.
You know approximately where the wall punch is going to be, right?
Like it's literally, as Josh says, he's been down here. You've been down here too. It's right next to the studio.
He's not drilling anywhere near plumbing, is he?
No, I believe not. I believe
good.
Gas line.
I We're gathered here today to remember a man who did a great, great podcast.
It's true, though. I have to tell the truth. Some of it really fine. We have meter, gas line, and we have meter, gas line, cable,
and electric.
All on the electric,
it's
gas
all spaced
line.
Out.
Cable all on that side of the house. you know.
And they all share one pipe, don't they? They're all going through the same pipe.
No.
Right, same hole.
True. That's
but they
true.
Will drill right into your studio, and therefore they don't have to deal with the garage and the attic and all
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Exactly. And I say, you know, I got to tell you something. Some of this cable work is really fun. Really fine. Really, really fine.
And that's when the sad irony of Michael staying home today happens. Mm-hmm. Because he stayed home to be safe.
Right.
And you blew his house up.
Yes, sad. Michael, you were sick yesterday, but you can go out and ride your scooter. And then Michael rides down to the end of the street. And as he's riding back up, he goes, that's my house.
That's nice to be safe outside.
Just 30 seconds later, he's out in the street and a shower, a rainstorm of reading glasses falls around him.
I have one more little attachment here just to make sure there may be a slight spark there. Jesus.
Johnny Fiber.
Help me. Help me.
Oh, boy. That'll make Carla mad.
I have my different soundboards that I go. And then, of course, a nice soak.
Well, that's if he hit the plumbing.
A nice soak that I have. That's what I'll be doing, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Here we go. And, it looks good. And I think the TV picture. It's better. Fantastic. Nothing
what
like
is your
it.
TV made of Christmas ornaments?
Hello, my name is Fred. I'm from Xfinity, and you are going to have a better TV picture. Thank you.
That's and it only took 8 visits for them to blow up the house.
Show's over. So that's that, and we're happy about that. So that's it. That's
you
all
will
I have.
You achieve satisfaction today, Mike.
Josh, percentage of, because would you not agree, Rob, that Josh Soroka, as I take a better look at him, appears slightly peaked today, just a little peaked, like, you know, he's still maybe.
Yeah, I said when he signed on today, he looked a little sleepy, but yeah. I'm so glad he's here.
Percentage of the way you're feeling today.
I'm like 70%.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, it's tough to do, you know, because we go, a lot of people, you should know this, especially when you're bidding on a fruitcake. The Mike O'Mara team goes 110%.
Always.
So be aware of that. That's a very important thing for everybody
to
remember.
No off switch, Mike. No off switch on the auctions.
Yeah, and it's why when it comes to these shows, some of them are really fine. all right, we got to take a break. Coming up, we've got the roundtable. Great news items with a multi-joke kicker today. I love multi-joke kickers. Yes, sirree. Lots of fun. If you like multi-joke kickers, that'll be coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, our time is your time, especially during this time. So if you want to have a good time, stick around for fun time coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, everybody, turn your shoebox of old tapes and photos into lasting memories this Christmas. Isn't it Christmas? With Legacy Box, called the most sentimental gift to give by Better Homes and Gardens, Legacy Box makes it easy and safe to digitize your cherished videos, photos, and film reels. Handled with care in the U.S., your memories are preserved in digital formats that last forever, safe from floods, mold, or time's decay. Relive those special Christmas mornings and share the joy with family this holiday season. Send in your Legacy Box and get your memories back on the cloud or thumb drive, along with your originals. Start preserving today. You can now preserve the video Michael in the courtyard and is now the video of Michael in the courtyard and his now legendary Technicolor yawn. Really needed the typo. Merry Christmas. You've heard about Legacy Box all year, but now is the best time to digitize your memories. Hurry. This $9 deal won't last long. Head to legacybox.com/TMOS for early access to our best deal of the year. Don White. Secure your digitized memories by Christmas at legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Tidbits.
What's tidbits?
Tidbits is what I like to call your little news items. Yeah.
Oh, we is that maybe a nice new name for it? Not
tidbits.
That's good. We're going to start today with are you a self-gifter? That's the question of the day. Hmm. Are you somebody who, I think that for a long time, Mrs. O'Mara and I have not necessarily given each other gifts. We have really focused on our son. And so, you know, if I kind of want something, I go out and get it. But let me finish the story before we discuss. 42% of Americans plan to buy themselves at least one gift this year. So I guess that means for the Christmas holiday, you go out and you buy yourself something. That is up from 38% when the same poll was done a year ago. Most are spending under $100 on themselves, but some of us are splurging. 46%. Where do they get these?
They're undecided, Mike. Yeah,
46% plan to spend less than 100. 32% said between 100 and 200, and 22% will spend more than that. A lot of money
I'm
on themselves.
Curious, when you buy yourself, when you're a self-gifter, do you wrap it? Do you go through the whole thing of this is a gift for me and I've wrapped it? Because I mean, why bother?
And you're do just these people something. Not buy themselves something the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
I agree. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. So it's going in the filing cabinet.
Right.
There you go.
So you're not a self-gifter.
But you're welcome to gift yourself the bonus show.
Please do.
Great. It's a great gift.
Yeah. I am someone who, if I really, really want something, if I can afford it, and I'll try to set aside some time. That all my golf equipment, I would assume, is gifting myself, and I'm a self-gifter. So
yeah, but that's out of season. I mean, you could say that groceries every day is a self-gift.
Exactly.
But you need those.
I don't like the idea of a self-gift.
I don't
know. No, I certainly wouldn't think of it in those terms. I really more look at it as if I want something really badly during the course of the year, I'll buy it when I think I can.
Of it, Mike, as a reward for a job well done, just day to day.
For yourself?
I deserve it, absolutely.
Oh, I could not agree more. Speaking of money, New York Magazine asked past and present Saturday Night Live cast members what their biggest splurge was when they got their first paycheck from the show.
Well, it turns out
they couldn't do much, and this is just breaking today, the pay. This is thanks to Pete Davidson. The pay is atrocious. Pete told the magazine, quote, "Do you guys know what they pay us? It's like $3,000 an episode. I think I got dinner." James Austin Johnson, the guy who does Donald Trump, he says, quote, "The most uncomfortable West Elm couch of all time." So that's his item.
Yeah.
Sherry O'Terry, I don't think she counts, but yeah, she was on the show.
Oh, she counts. She counts.
She bought a couch, which she apparently still has. Julia Louis-Dreyfus bought a $75 pair of shoes that were, quote, out of my budget. Sarah Silverman bought a $300 cashmere sweater. Seth Meyers got a couch. Bowen Yang bought a pair of Gucci shoes that he, quote, wouldn't feel super cool wearing out now.
I love Bowen Yang. And remember, Mike, his name on Instagram is Faye Dunaway.
Faye Dunaway. And Rachel Dratch, Debbie Downer, and Jason Sudeikis both spent the money on rent. As Jason said, quote, "You don't make enough money to make big purchases." FYI, if Pete's claim of $3,000 per episode is legit, that means a cast member on every episode in a season would earn between $54,000 and $66,000. I don't know why that pisses me off. That because they're making
so
people
much money.
That might be reasonable for your first year.
For the first year,
because you're trying to get your foot in the door.
Do you think they accelerate the salaries, or do you think they just,
They do, and I also know from listening to other interviews that there are different ranks of salary. A featured player makes less than a regular, and a contributing writer, and oftentimes people are writers and performers.
Mm-hmm.
That's extra money. Yeah. And if you get a line, you can go from, if you're just like in the background, that's one fee per an episode. If you have a line, it goes up.
Okay.
So I think this $3,000 might be the very bottom tier, but I mean, still, that's not much money.
No, and when you think of the money, the cash cow that is for NBC, that's pretty stunning that they do that. All right, moving right along. We obsess with death on this show. I'm going to give you now the list of 15, and I'm going to give you all 15 songs people want at their funeral. I guarantee you there is one person in this trifecta that has given it some thought, and perhaps there are two people that have given it some thought.
You and your fascination with death.
Yeah, really. Rob, what is
I'll
the
think
song?
Now.
What's the song that you have given thought to? Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel? Connecting with family and friends? Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature, you know I love this, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho. It's a short Christmas season this year, so if you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We have the solution for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. I love this place. All in one spot. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. From holiday host gifts to the coolest finds for kids to awesome stuff for any team, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Plus, with every purchase, Uncommon Goods gives back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I actually have two songs I want played at my funeral.
There are two. Of course there are.
They're for two different places. Right. During the ceremony, I want to hear Photograph by Ringo Starr. And at the end, like the processional, I want to hear Stars and Stripes Forever.
That's a lie.
No, that's true. But you know
really?
What? I've been thinking about
really?
Yeah, I love that.
I'll laugh my ass off. I will laugh my ass off if you predecease me. All right, number 15, pretty standard, How Great Thou Art, Carl Boberg. Number 14.
My soul.
Number 14, I'll Fly Away. Number 13, Amazing Grace. Okay. We've got a lot of them. Sure. Number 12, What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong. Imagine John Lennon is number 11.
Nice.
Bad Moon Rising by Creedence.
Why? Why that?
Set me on a bad moon rising.
There's a bathroom on the right. Yeah, I mean, it's not even dealing with themes of death, is it?
I've heard this one many times also. Andrea Bocelli's, not his version, but that version, Ave Maria. Mm-hmm. Linkin Park's One More Light. Where do you weigh in on that one? That's
he's a great president. Bad Park. I don't know the song, so I can't comment.
Number 7, Coconut by Harry Nilsson.
I said, Doctor!
Put the lime in the coconut
said,
and wash
Doctor!
It all down. Put the
I
lime
love Harry Nilsson.
Coconut.
I like that. I said that song.
I would love that. My Way, Frank Sinatra. Yuck. I'm
so
sorry.
Self-indulgent.
It is. Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Man, people my generation would relate to that one. Here we go. Number 4. Hi, everybody. Sorry he passed away. Star Wars, main title theme.
If I were to use anything from the Star Wars soundtrack, I would use Darth Vader's theme.
Another
not
weird
the overture.
One. Okay. Another one weird. And this is in the top 5 now. Number 3, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, I'd like that.
Cindy Lauper. Yeah, Bowen Yang will have that played at his. Is right. Number 2, You Are So Beautiful, Joe Cocker. That'll make the waterworks.
Sweet.
And at number 1, this one is not necessarily a tearjerker. Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen. They want that.
You know what?
As
that's
well.
That's a little grating, I think. I understand that's sort of shock jokery at play.
I get it. I understand.
But no
jokes.
One wants that.
Well, and it's a survey. I don't know if any of those are actually performed at their ceremonies.
Yeah, and 2,000 people were surveyed, so it's not that big a group of people anyway.
Mike, I have the song that you wanted for your funeral. I just happen to have it handy.
All right, very good. I have one. No, I want Send Me a Song.
And who is that?
That's from Little Mermaid. Send Me a Song.
Oh, yeah.
That one. And it's done by the Celtic women. That's the version I like. It's it's very, very pretty. And, you know, it's like you're going out to sea. Send Me a Song. See you later.
You know, we've
like
never
that.
Really asked Josh about pop music. Josh, what would you want played at your funeral?
YMCA.
Very good. He's getting better every day, isn't he?
Yeah, it's excellent.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
It's like comedy class.
I love it.
Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, hit it again. After 20 years, oh, what great news. The Tex-Mex chain Chi-Chi's is making a comeback.
Boo.
Really? Not a fan?
I like Chi-Chi's.
I like Chi-Chi's. You don't like Chi-Chi's?
It's okay. It's like every other theme restaurant. There's nothing to it.
Well, but I mean, we had one right in Fairfax that was pretty good, I think, that we went to.
No, you're thinking of Carlos O'Kelly's.
Oh, you're right.
Where we had the ratings parties.
Did I not just make your point, like, beautifully that I did with that? Chi-Chi's launched back in the 70s, became a sensation in the 80s and 90s. 200 locations nationwide. One of its classic items was the fried ice cream.
Remember that, yeah.
But then it went through a bankruptcy, ownership changes, and the final blow came in 2003 when some bad green onions at Chi-Chi's led to the largest hepatitis outbreak.
Hepatitis?
In American history. I had no idea.
No, I had good memories of Chi-Chi's. Not anymore.
Wow. Wow. Hundreds of people got sick and 4 died. The chain was basically defunct within months.
That's not funny.
Some salsa products have remained in stores. You see them, the salsa that's in grocery stores.
Try.
There was a single Chi-Chi's still open in Vienna, Austria, randomly.
Ah. It is time to go for onions. I hope you have had all your shots.
So this guy's name is Michael McDermott. He is the son of the original owner, Marno McDermott, and he'll open new restaurants under Chi-Chi's name next year. The first locations will be in Minnesota, which is also the state where the original restaurant opened back in 76. It's probably safe to assume that the fried ice cream will be back, and for better or worse, the green onions, the hepatitis
please.
Onions.
Give them a rinse, please.
Wow.
If you can.
That's, I had no idea. I had absolutely
no idea. Will they bring back the birthday hats?
The birthday hats at Chi-Chi's. Josh liked Chi-Chi's, didn't he?
He did, yeah. It's like, you know what? It was a destination restaurant, to be sure.
Hey, fantastic, everybody. Finally today, a 42-year-old guy in Connecticut named Andrew Kinghorn walked into an Italian place called Papa T's on last Friday, sat at the counter and asked for a menu. Then he went into the bathroom. About 15 minutes later, he rolls out. And he's fully nude.
Oh,
Not a stitch on him. According to police, it caused some alarm among the Papa T's other patrons. The place bills itself as a family restaurant. And unfortunately, several kids were there when it happened.
That is a shame, isn't it?
He was still naked when cops showed up, but complied when they asked him to put his clothes back on. Not clear if he was on drugs or what. He's facing charges for breach of peace. Risk of injury to a minor. He's due in court next Wednesday. Papa T's got back to its regular Friday night business, serving bowls of the very popular.
Yes.
Be a professional. Don't.
And
laugh
this is
at
a multi. This is a multi punchline kicker. So you gotta keep it under control.
Get it together. This was the first one, and I am always partial to my first. Papa T's got back to its regular Wednesday night business, serving bowls of the very popular pasta pubinari. Thank you. Papa T's got back to its regular Friday night business, serving bowls of the very popular linguine with ass sauce. See, that one wasn't as good. The number two one is usually really bad.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Right.
Papa T's got back to its regular Friday feature, the all-you-can-eat curly bar.
Oh, no.
Papa T's got back to its regular Friday for the kids, Papa T's famously misshapen crazy meatballs. Every order of Papa T's pasta was served with extra cheese. There you go. Oh, that's God. It. We gotta get out of here. We'll take a break.
You know what I love at Papa T's? The green onions.
I liked. You know what? The first one was the best. Pasta Pubinari.
Yeah, you should have. I would have switched the final and the first, and the rest. Or at least stack it up like a bowling score.
Sometimes on the Mike O'Mara show, it's quantity over quality. Thank you. Hey, everybody, time is running out for your 2024 Mike O'Mara Show Christmas ornament. Your house will look extra festive when you deck the halls with us. You can bring holiday cheer to every American. Look at that. That's the lovely Christmas ornament. It's a mini mug, like
Love
the
it.
Mugs that you order. It's delicious. It's bringing holiday cheer to every American with this mini replica of the iconic TMOS campfire mug. Display them both, side by side, big and small, just like Abbott and Costello. Editor's note, Bud Abbott passed away on April 24th, 1974, at the age of 78. He died from complications related to prostate cancer at his home in Woodland Hills, California. He is still missed. The mug is a perfect for, the mug is perfect. The mug is a perfect.
It's a perfect. It's
what
a
is wrong word. With you? With your the mug is a perfect for decorating the tree.
Mike, it's the holidays.
That was the A that should have gone in the previous spot, or any place that needs a touch of show spirit. It comes with a custom loop, so it's ready to hang, and that's standard in a Holly Jolly gift box that you can eat. Remember, 2024 TMOS Christmas ornament at MikeOMaraShow.com not only makes a great ornament and a fine shot glass, you can use it for kitchen storage. It can hold 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, a healthy dose of cumin, or 1 olive. So handy, it's a real piss missile. The end of this spot is longer than the spot itself. Holiday mug is certified for use for Christmas, Hanukkah, Boxing Day, and Kwanzaa. We got you covered. There it is.
One olive. Almighty. It'll hold 1 olive.
I like seeing the photos of people posting it, the pictures of it on their tree.
On
I
the
think
tree.
It's
it looks
beautiful.
Cool.
And you know what? I'm here to tell you that I said it would be a surprise for Mrs. O'Mara. I believe I have solved the Christmas dilemma. It did require a little extra spending during the holiday season, but I'm here to tell you that 2 days ago, during the difficult odyssey with Xfinity, I managed to take some time out of my day to go out and purchase new products for Christmas lighting out of doors. I am here to tell you my house is now decorated outside like many of my neighbors, and I couldn't be more proud.
Now, what kind of lights did you buy?
This year, I decided that I would purchase colored lights as opposed to the Italian white lights, is my mind.
Right.
They're Italian lights. They're not white lights.
That is so 1960.
They're Italian lights, Mike. No, they're white lights.
Yeah. Well, I think the Italian lights, that was like when they first started doing like the Merry Midget, the little guys, right? Those were
exactly.
The Italian lights.
Yeah,
and then
Italian
the big,
lights.
like the C9s that they would have on trees that are
this
big.
Is a medium one that I have, okay. But I put them on the shrub out in front of the house.
Hey, nice bush.
And then I realized that when I was cleaning the garage and throwing out all the shutters for the hurricane, I also unloaded those Christmas wreaths. Why? I don't know. Because
do
they
have
been a
how
staple.
How many do you have?
Well, I have two.
Okay.
To go on the sconce in the front, and the other sconce that's on the front of the house. But then, here is my final thing, and you'll like this one. And this is where I really kicked it up a notch. I didn't want to wrap that giant palm tree that's out in front of my house. Probably the biggest one on the street, they'd say.
Yeah.
But to make
the electric penis on your street?
Yeah.
Didn't want to go with the electric penis. I really didn't. But I said,
great song.
It's a wonderful yard feature you can eat. And I thought that I would I would decorate it some way. And I said, aha. I said, Mike, I said, why don't you go out and spotlight the tree with multicolored spots?
Yes.
So when
the
you
projector.
Look at that, excuse me, when you look at that giant palm, you now see green on the bottom, red in the middle, and white up top. The problem is the white light just is light.
Yeah.
So
well,
it really
Mike, what
doesn't.
You've, what you've presented is truly Italian lights because I think you've made the Italian flag on your tree.
Well, the tree stays the same as before.
Good. Very good.
That's the way that goes. But Mrs.
How long
O'Malley-
did it take you to put the lights out?
It was the thing about it. I bought the you've gone into your Home Depot, your Lowe's, your hardware store,
Target.
your Walmart, your Target. First of all, Walmart, I am sorry. No. You know, your single brand of crap just doesn't cut it for me.
Do
all
they
right?
have Sam's Club brand lights? Are they
it's
Sam's
the, it's
lights?
It's the one brand. I like a little variety. Just give me a couple brands,
I
all
understand.
Right? Just a
yeah.
couple. And by the way, the American propensity for buying crap, it is as cheap as it possibly can be. I would the price points for putting these things together is stunning, probably. If you really found out how much these retailers, what their cost is to manufacture these,
pennies.
You probably,
pennies.
It would be stunning.
Walmart brand is called Holiday Time.
Holiday Time. Yeah, isn't that clever? And I went to
that
Lowe's.
That pisses me off.
I got the wheel of lights where you unspool
yes.
it.
Probably 500 lights, maybe?
No, 150. I got 150, and I got three wheels of 150. And
Big wheels keep on turning, Mike.
Proud Mary keep on burning, turning.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. Hepatitis. I unfurled this. I still need one more. And I
one
think,
more
hey,
wheel?
It's the holidays. Why not splurge? So I think I'm going to buy
Are they LED lights?
They are LED lights. They are.
Now,
they
here's are why you might not have known this when you bought it. This is a smart purchase because LED lights last exponentially longer than standard lights like when we grew up.
It's not a bulletin. What are you living in 1985, for Christ's sake?
Mike,
you
let me finish. Like, let me get to my second point, please.
Point two, what, they take less electricity?
No, that you can put more than three in a string without them blowing their fuse. You can go like 8 or 10.
Blowing their fuse?
Mike, yeah, okay, Mr.
All right,
Smarty
you know
Pants.
What? No, I mean, Jesus in Christ, you're
plug,
at a Christmas
a
story, you know?
No,
I mean,
there's
he,
a fuse
he thinks you're
in
Christmas
the light.
Vacation. Setting up your lights.
No.
It's like, what are you going back to 1972?
Mike,
for
I'm
Christ's
not talking
sake?
About. I'm not talking about your circuit breaker. I'm talking about the fact that there are two small fuses in lights in the plug. And
I know.
Blow.
I know LED is a better technology. It's
and
been around for
exciting.
A while. You make it sound as though you recently discovered this, and it's you know, come on, everybody knows.
Just trying
LEDs.
To help out, Mike. Just trying to help out.
I'm not even sure
longer.
If you can still buy lights that are not. LED.
I think you're
I
right.
I have them. I think. Them.
No, I you, people have them. I don't think you can buy them.
Now, do your lights do tricks, Mike?
No, they are not flashing lights.
They
are not.
I can change all the different things that my lights do with this handy
That's on
remote.
Your Christmas tree. That's not outside, right?
No, this is my tree is always solid. My tree is always solid.
See, my tree has white lights. Uh-huh. Colored lights, and it also has interchangeable, where they go back and forth.
But
with
you can't
a,
do them
switch.
At the same time.
I have an app for my tree and my outdoor lights.
Oh,
and can make them
and
do anything.
App, you win. You win the award.
You do win.
I'd
that's
like to see
cool.
it. So that's it. I'm very.
I will
pleased.
Tell you something, Mike, that will piss you off is that you know I have a pre-lit tree, but I add about 1,000 more lights to it.
You do.
Yeah, it makes okay. all the difference in the world.
Well, I saw the picture when you wrote that post on.
Don't
on
need to
Facebook.
Bring that up. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I was very
just
jealous of the stairs.
I remember when you he knows he's thinking four steps ahead. I was Rob.
I know
Rob.
You
put
love
a
to
post
reminisce.
Up. Rob put a post up. Of his tree, and I memorized it because
yeah,
it meant so much to me. You know,
I know.
Yes. What was it? Can you want me to do it? See if I
more
can
than anything
it?
In the world.
It's a joy forever.
Happy holidays, everybody. John Tesh, Intelligence for Your Life, along with a special guest on my show today.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba Mack.
Hi, Reba. Yeah. Did you know, Reba, that a thing of beauty is a joy forever? Boo. Cue the Bing Crosby. Bing's here to address the men from the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Bing.
Well,
hey, Bing.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Hi.
Rob, and Josh. May your holiday be filled with all the peace, love, and warmth of the season.
It's the dumbest show.
You're such a dick.
This is a dumb show. This is a stupid show.
But congratulations on your outside lights. I think terrific.
Thank you very much.
It's really going to bring joy to all
of us. Quick question as we go to break here. Question. You can keep the music going.
Okay.
I have to ask this question. So the white spot, should I put it at the bottom instead of up at the top? Would that be better?
Do you have another gel color you can put
on
there?
I have two other spotlights.
Put it in the middle. It should belongs in the middle.
Put it in the middle.
Or take it away.
Take it away.
And just take two. Just do red and green.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll let you know how it works. Yeah. Hey. This program is sponsored by one of my faves. Absolutely. Liquid IV. This season, give yourself the gift of hydration. I'm going to do it right now.
Look at that. You're self-gifting yourself hydration.
I love it. Whether you forget to take a sip of water during the office holiday party or start feeling parched after a long day of traveling or hosting, keep Liquid IV on hand to stay hydrated. Yeah. Temperatures get colder. You forget that you need the hydration. Yeah. You think it's only a heat in the summer thing, but through the holidays, I love my Liquid IV too.
The air is so dry because of your running heat. You need that hydration. You'll dry yourself out like a raisin.
I drink it every day out of my Pizza Hut red cups. It's the best. It keeps me going, whether you get regular or sugar-free. You can choose from about a million flavors, plus three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Don't think you don't need it. The dry air of winter will dehydrate you before you know it. Liquid IV to the rescue. Tear poor, live more. Liquid IV. One stick, 16 ounces of water. That'll hydrate you better than any water alone. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order. Shop better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so Rob Spiewak, anytime you bring your wife up on the show, it's something special. Special, and I know that it's exciting, and I know you wanted to pay tribute to her today.
A lovely tribute to a lovely lady who seems to be sort of dead set on ruining one of the best parts of Christmas, which is the surprise. Don't you want to be surprised on Christmas morning?
I would love it. I really would. I would really love a surprise. Look, I think as we grow up and we have kids, we forget that is something that everybody loves.
And further, don't you want to be surprised and see surprise in other people's eyes when they open a gift from you? If you've nailed a gift. Yeah.
Absolutely.
My ex loved to ruin surprises.
I'm similar to your ex because if I get somebody a gift that I'm really excited about giving, I have trouble with patience. It's like a toddler thing. I shouldn't do it, but I do.
But it is so great.
Kids what other people are getting them.
Give me that again, please.
She would tell them sometimes what other people were getting them.
Oh, really? That's not
and
cool.
That's horrible. That's almost like unbalanced.
1 year. I'm sorry to steal your story, Rob.
That's all right.
1 year, we saved up and decided to surprise the kids as their big Christmas gift being a trip to Disney World.
Mm. Nice. Very nice.
Kids open up the presents. No reaction on their face at all. Because I found out after, why aren't you guys surprised? Well, Mom told us last week.
Oh, no. Oh, and that's why they're no longer together, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
How pissed were you when that happened?
Pretty upset.
Scale of 1 to 10. 10 being nuclear. What would you rate it?
The marriage didn't last that much longer.
Okay.
There we go. So what did Carrie do to you, Rob Spiewak?
Well, I said, what would you like for Christmas? Give me some ideas. And she started sending me links to the exact thing she wants and the color and the size. So there's no way to surprise her.
I hate that too. I hate that.
And you know, I could go out and find her stuff she would like, but now I'm a little gun shy because if I get something like it,
yeah, but you give up that right when you ask somebody. That is also a cop out. When you say,
no,
what is something
ideas
you would like, it means you are not the whole idea.
It's what it is, Mike. It's mining for ideas that you can take to your own level.
No, you're now stuck. You have to get two things.
But let me explain. I think we got to stop doing that and stop turning over that responsibility. That's like saying, you know, anything like, where do you want to go to dinner? It's the same thing.
Okay.
Surprise.
So
if you want a surprise, what you do is you noodle it through and you take the risk and you go out, and it doesn't necessarily have to be something expensive. It might be something where you just keep your ears open and you just pay attention to something, or it might be something that they don't know they even want themselves.
I take a portion of the blame because I did ask the question, but I was hoping for more generalities that would allow me to shop. But here's what really got me this morning. She came down. She says, I found a T-shirt I might want to get you for Christmas, but I don't know if you'd wear it. And there's an awkward pause. And I said, well, what's on it? And she said, it's a T-shirt, and it says, my wife thinks I'm funny. And I said, well, I'd probably wear that. She says, okay, I'll get you that. And I thought, well, now it's just the fact that she's going out and running an errand on something that I already said I liked. She should have actually, you know, surprised me with it. It's not a great gift, but it's funny. And I would have liked to have opened it, but now it's just, I have to try to forget that it's coming.
So is she insecure about the reaction? Is that why she wastes the surprise a little bit?
Of all the things she is, she's very secure in everything. Okay. She just wants to make sure it wouldn't be a wasted gift, I think. All she right. wants to
well,
make sure.
The whole
aware.
Idea of something like that is an opener. We call them openers.
Exactly.
And do that. And
I don't like that. I can remember being a kid and I had no idea what was under the tree. I had no idea. And
it's
it
the
was
thrill.
Thrilling and exciting. I got a Starbird one year. It had been all over television. And I said, wow, this is awesome. I seen this on TV. I can't believe Santa brought this. But it's just, leave some surprise in Christmas.
I agree.
Work it all out.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
Now the kids all make their Amazon wish lists.
Right.
To send. I let them send that to the grandparents and everything. But I don't buy anything for my kids off their Christmas list because of that exact reason. I want it to be a surprise, and I want it to be a thoughtful gift, not just 5 minutes buying stuff on their list.
And also, weren't you faced with the situation with someone in your family buying stuff off their wish list and not removing it?
Yeah, but we've already spoken about that person.
Yes, of course.
Carla said, as early as this morning, she said to me, you know, I'm going to get some stuff for Michael on Amazon today. I just wanted to let you know. Well, that immediately puts the red flag up because she normally doesn't do that. And I'm like, why is this something that we need to be concerned about? No, I just thought I'd let you know. I said, when you let me know, that usually means that, you know, it's a ka-ching ka-ching. And it's
a third scooter.
It's not ka-ching ka-ching.
A third scooter.
Yeah. No, no S. And so
you said, do have two helmets, though, don't you, for the two scooters?
Sure, for mine. And then I looked at it and she said to me, you want me just to handle? I said, okay, you just handle it. And then I just don't want you to, you know, go ahead and do this. And then when we look at the checking account and say, what the hell was this? You say, well, I talked to you about it when you really didn't. Do you understand what I'm saying?
She said, I do.
Don't worry. There's nothing to worry about. I'll just handle it. I said, that's fine.
She's
I'm
making
cool
a
with
safety
that.
Net for herself.
Right.
So, but also, I don't get involved with buying presents for the kids as a rule because I also like to be surprised on Christmas morning. Now, I will help wrap them, but I don't know exactly what they're going to be. I like
How do you
to
not
see them
know if you're wrapping them?
Because they're already in a box.
Oh, okay. You can eat.
Oh. That's how my dad was growing up, when I was growing up.
He wouldn't want to know either.
Well, I don't know if he – I think he was just busy and working, so he never knew until we unwrapped things.
Right. That's interesting.
Was he disappointed when he found out he was going to Disney World?
He may have helped pay for that trip.
Oh, good old dad. Dads are the best, aren't they?
They are the best, yeah. I miss mine every day. We got to take a break. We will come back. Do you have beautiful video for us, Rob
Mike,
Spiewak?
I've got gorgeous video. It's going to knock you on your ass.
That's fantastic. And, go out and just to do something completely off the pale. Go out and get her something that's totally surprising.
I did. I got her a ball gag.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. This holiday season, snag the ultimate prize, a legendary Rob Spiewak fruitcake for just $5. You could win one of Rob's homemade masterpieces, a fruitcake so good that it's truly unforgettable. With only 5 fruitcakes made this year and just 1 up for grabs in this exclusive raffle, the stakes have never been higher. The stakes have never been higher.
Mike, it's really getting serious right now.
Rob C. Spiewak. The C is cliche. Every $5 entry gets your name on the spinning wheel of fate, and we'll draw the winner live during the cocktail hour this Saturday night. Can't make it? No worries. You can still win. You can buy your chances right now at MikeOmaraShow.com. Best of all, a portion of the proceeds support the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So take a chance, give back, and maybe, just maybe, take home the fruitcake of your dreams. Don't be a piker. Remember, it's not just a fruitcake, it's a Spiewak. Enter right now and spin to win. Ice cream sold separately.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
And we have a time.
And we Mike, have a as we broadcast now, it's 9:43 a.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, December 5th. We have started a new auction, which means that last week's auction is complete and Josh can reveal our winner.
The winner everybody, is... this is Reba McEntire.
Thanks, Reebs.
Jim Shaffron. Or Shaffron.
I think it's Jim Shaffron. Congratulations, Jim.
Rob knows all of our listeners personally, so he knows
not
that.
Not personally.
Shaffron. Have you met him or talked to him?
I've talked to him. He's a noted singer. He has done the national anthem in several big league ballparks, and he does some performing as well. So congratulations, Jim, and thank you for
Jim Shaffron.
Shaffron. Shaffron, I think.
Shaff.
Just kidding. He gets
only talking about Shaffron.
Shaffron, congratulations. And another one goes up for
hey, and he's watching live.
The auction live right now, right?
So, go and do it. It's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Just click
do
the
it.
Shop button,
do
and
it.
You are there. All right. Mike, this is a great way to start the holiday because when you think of Christmas, a lot of people think of, I guess, Mariah Carey, right?
That's the biggie. That's the biggie.
The queen of Christmas. I got a king for you, Mike. Here's the king of Christmas.
Hey, this is the first time I wore my Santa hat this December. So as you can see, it's a bit
Gary
different
Busey.
Style, but that's me. And guess who else it is? It's you. All you people hearing me have your own style, your own beautiful way, purpose of life, your pace when you walk, your pace when you run, how you drive your car, and everything is capable of doing by you because you simply know how to do it. Okay, bye.
Ho, ho, ho.
And breaking Mike, up on me a little bit. I
please remember, him, Mike, no, it wasn't breaking up. That's just how he sounds.
Okay.
And remember that shelf behind him, Josh pointed out, those are all copies of his book. Probably 250 copies of Gary Busey's book.
Here's what I want you to remember. Go at your own pace. Drive your car at your own pace. Walk at your own pace. Do your grocery shopping. Now, do your grocery shopping at your own pace.
If you were to just read that verbiage, like in a book, it makes a little bit of sense. It's nice. But the fact that he can't talk and he's wearing a Santa hat, it kind of deflates it a little bit.
Please remember, there's only one you.
Only one what?
There's only one you.
Thank you. Go now, when you order, have you ever gotten something obviously wrong when you order something online?
Like I've had it delivered to the wrong address when my
golf
balls.
Oh yeah, what's up with your golf balls?
They FedEx when it's when they ship something from the company as economy ground. Get ready for this. If you ship economy ground with FedEx, you will and it gets delivered to a wrong address. They basically tell you "F you," that contact the person
so
that sold
showed
it to
up
you.
Yesterday.
No.
And this is your brand of, what are they, Spike golf balls, Chunk? What is the brand?
It was Vice. It was actually another product that was delivered, not the golf balls. And so they say contact your realtor, retailer.
Yes.
And when you contact Vice golf balls, they go, we're sorry, the lines are busy. Click and automatic disconnect.
Mm. I'm sorry to hear that, Mike.
Yeah.
This, you know what?
That's all right. I paid with PayPal, filed a grievance with PayPal and my credit card company. So there is recourse, ladies and gentlemen.
And there's still a chance your balls show up.
That's right. And maybe, Mike, there's a happy little elf in your family that will buy you some golf balls for Christmas.
Wouldn't that be
nice?
You
don't even expect.
Wouldn't that be nice? I hope they buy them at their own pace.
They should buy them at their own pace. Well, if you go online to buy something as sentimentally important as your wedding guest book, you know, the book that people sign at your wedding, it's a lovely keepsake because it's a tangible reminder of who was there.
All right.
But if they don't send you the book that says wedding registry or wedding guests, this is not the book you want.
Hi, so I get married in 12 days, and today I was supposed to get my guest book. And when I opened it, to my surprise, I got the wrong order, but nothing could have prepared me for what I was about to open. So, Shoulder
it's a book
Me.
Called Shoulder
and
Me.
You might be thinking, what is that? I got a picture book of people I do not know with meat on their shoulder. I do not know these people. So if you were supposed to get this instead you got my
Mike, it's called Shoulder Meat.
Shoulder Meat, and probably a big seller. That would be fantastic, you know. Oh my God, I'm grossed out right now. I'm not going to tell you what popped up on my feed last night. It was like a Jackie Gleason foot from Nothing in Common.
No, yeah.
A partial amputation surgery, and I watched the whole thing because I'm twisted. It was nasty. It was nasty.
Would you buy a picture book called Shoulder Toes?
No, but I'd buy one called Foot Amputations.
It's a picture book. No text. All right. Mike, Redmond, Washington, one of the great middle-sized to small-sized markets that we have been on in the past.
Yes.
It is in Washington State. And big news, Mike, they've increased. You know, you would think in Washington State, they're going to get a lot of snow, right?
In certain parts of the state, yeah.
They have increased their force of snowplows from one snowplow to 5 snowplows. They bought 4 new snowplows, and they put it on the people of Redmond to name the snowplows.
Okay.
So let's see what happened.
Okay, let's do this. Here are the official 5 names you chose for Redmond's new snowplow fleet.
He's opening up the top secret envelope.
Oh my, very creative, Redmond, and quite the sense of humor, I might add. Coming in at number 5, Betty Whiteout. In 4th place, the Big Leplowski.
That's good.
Number 3, Snoby Gone Kenobi.
These are great.
2nd place, Scoop Dog.
That's awesome. They're all good.
And your
the
top
number one.
Pick, Control, Salt, Delete.
That's the weakest one, in my
opinion.
Right.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. But don't you think you'd hate that woman?
Snoby one removie or whatever. That's good, Redmond. Way to go. Yeah. That's a sense of humor. That works for me.
And
I
can't believe that's a 500%. What town has one snowplow?
Well,
no good.
I think they probably base it on the volume of snow they actually get. That's what it is, you know?
All of them are driven by Dirk Vastrick and Doug Carlson, which is exciting.
Those are two of our Washington State listeners, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike, I know that you spent a lot of time at Dublin State University.
Dublin State University, absolute Dublin, Ohio, correct?
No, Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, and, sorry. All right. Okay, go ahead,
fine.
Rob. Mm-hmm.
And they had a big tree light. You know, we had the Rockefeller Center tree lighting last night. It sucked. And tonight they're going to do the national tree lighting in downtown D.C., and that'll suck. How do they do in Ireland?
Okay.
No lights.
Ah, terrific. I've got to find the plug.
Do it again.
Where's the...
No lights.
The thing is, it looks like a circuit breaker. It looks like a circuit breaker. So come on. What the hell is wrong?
They'll probably try again. Here we go.
A second, and we just cut off the... Sorry. Starting at 5.
Okay, now we got it. Now, here's the thing that's so great about that.
No payoff, huh? We don't actually get the
Mike,
real tree.
They gave up. They said it was an electrical problem and sent everybody home.
Oh,
all those poor bastards out there in the cold to see the tree light up, and no such luck.
That's
such
a shame. Go into the pub. Have yourself a nice pint of Guinness. That's what you should do after.
They should have used LED lights.
LED lights, yes. Not the ones Rob Spiewak Christmas story lights. You know, it's a clinker.
The red ones are lit, but the blue ones aren't. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Of all the celebrities that would be fun to go out with in their prime, I think Jack Nicholson would probably be way up there. I think he probably
is. This the one where he's walking around somewhere with a robe?
No, this is a story from Danny DeVito. So this goes back a long time.
By the way, the internet is full of these Jack Nicholson stories, and some of them are charming, some of them are funny. It's just, he's one of the real icons of American culture. He really
is. I agree. And this goes back to when they were shooting Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
Because Danny DeVito had a small role in Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes, he did.
And even back then, Jack liked to go to see basketball games. He was big into basketball then. So this is Danny DeVito's story about hanging out with Jack. This have to be like 1974 or 5.
What was it like sitting courtside with Jack Nicholson?
Oh, Jack Nicholson. Okay, so we did Cuckoo's Nest in 74. We were up in Salem, Oregon. The Trailblazers are playing. He's got a car. And, you know, there's always a doobie. You know, we're in the car. What are you going to do? Okay, we get there. He's a major star at this time. I don't think I've ever been to a basketball game like that. And he said, come on, D, we're going to have a great time. You want anything, D? I said, I'll have a Coke. And she gives me a Coke, half the size of myself. And we're all standing out there ready for the ball to be tipped. Just as the guy's tipping the ball, I kick my Coke over. And the Coke goes like this. Poof.
Tsunami of Coke.
A tsunami of Coca-Cola. Whistles blowing, shit going on. People running with towels. Every team looking at me like, you motherfucker. They wipe it up. They're all ready to go. He looks at me and he goes, you want another Coke, dude?
And Mike,
that's just Jack. That's Jack. That works. The simplicity. It's like a great recipe. That's it. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, everybody. Don't forget, 7 o'clock. This coming Saturday night, we are going to be having our cocktail party with our raffle for the fruitcake and maybe some Christmas music as
and
well.
15th anniversary show, Mike. Big celebration.
15th anniversary show. Please watch us live on YouTube and Facebook and check in. And also, we'll answer your questions and your comments about 15 years of doing this show online for you. You can eat. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
What do I do?